Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe WEEI, and we have a celebrity feud. Quote-unquote celebrity feud? Quote celebrity, maybe, for one of them.
Quote celebrity.
Okay. Are you familiar, Jones, with the Liver King?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He had a documentary that I talked about that was on Netflix. He is one of these, YouTube famous people or Instagram famous. And
he was like popping up everywhere on social media at one point in time.
I think somehow gets in the algorithm. He was just chawing down raw meat. He eats raw meat.
Which, if there was a worse match for him, and like, how did he get on my algorithm? I don't know.
And so, if you're watching on Twitch and on YouTube, here is this gentleman.
He's a buff man.
He's jacked to the trees. Yeah. He's got a big old grizzly beard on him.
Definitely all natural.
Yep. And that's what he claimed for a while, and I think this is going to come up in the story. So he claimed for a while that it was all natural, and he had you got to eat liver. Liver's good for you. Kill a cow, immediately eat it. Like, this was this guy's philosophy. And then he got called out, and then he had to come clean, well, figuratively, where he was like, guys, I also do some other stuff.
Okay.
I might not be all natural.
All right.
But now, apparently,
his body, his choice.
True. He's not, he's not playing baseball. He can do whatever he wants. But apparently now he's being a little aggressive on Instagram.
Oh,
and yeah, it's a whole thing.
Because Joe Rogan, we don't have to make videos to pretend anymore.
A clash between two popular influencers with massive followings now escalating.
I got to stop you there. I would say lumping the Liver King in with Joe Rogan might be a little much.
Rogan's had the top podcast for how long?
10 years, since podcasts, pretty much. And Liver King burned hot for like a summer.
He popped up on a couple of Twitter ads.
Both guys, the same. Super famous, like the Spider-Man meme, Liver King and Joe Rogan.
Yay.
In fact, Liver King's popularity has like plummeted. Like, after it came out, because some people were wanted to believe, hey, this guy does this, and look at him. That's incredible. And then you're like, oh, he's just a liar? So, like, he does. I even went to his Twitter account the other day to see what he was, talking about. Like, no reaction to it. Like, he'll post, a video.
Oh, no reaction to the documentary.
Three comments. No, to, on his Twitter posts.
Oh, no one's
no engagement. No engagement is the word I was looking for.
Got it.
Like, nothing.
Got
just crickets. So now apparently he's calling out Joe Rogan.
I've challenged you man to man. To a fight? Honorable.
This was the moment Brian Johnson, better known online as Liver King.
Yeah, Brian Johnson.
That doesn't pop.
Not as exciting.
Liver King.
Liver King.
Liver King pops.
Yeah, Liver King.
Brian Johnson.
Nah. Dime a dozen.
I think he was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles a couple years ago. Got fired.
He's not even the coolest Brian Johnson.
No, not even close.
Not up there.
Was arrested in Austin, Texas on Tuesday.
You guys supposed to handcuff some people in the back of the car?
After authorities say he made threats on Instagram against popular podcaster Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, I'm calling you out.
Police say detectives reviewed a series of social media posts made by Johnson, who has nearly 3 million followers.
So that's a good following. Yeah, there's this mugshot if you're watching on Twitch. Looks like his skin's made out of leather.
It looks like. I don't even know how to do what's going on under his eye. As someone with bags under their eyes, what are those?
I mean, maybe not moisturizing enough. Could be.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. They caught him at a bad time, man.
Yeah. Those are some saggy, upper cheeks.
And they put a shirt on him, which is disappointing. It's the first time I think I've seen him in a shirt.
Yeah, take that tarp off.
Yeah. We'll see what you're working with there.
Yeah.
My name's Liver King, man to man. I'm picking a fight with you.
Adding, they observed that Johnson was traveling to Austin while continuing to make threatening statements.
Just pulling up. Guess what? You're dead. You're dead.
Austin is where Joe Rogan lives. NBC News did not immediately hear back from representatives of Brian Johnson or Joe Rogan. Austin PD saying Rogan told him he never had any interaction with Johnson and considered the post to be threatening. But in 2022, Rogan called out Johnson's alleged steroid use on his podcast.
Now that we know that he's full of shit, we're talking about the Liver King, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
The episode garnering more than 8 million views on YouTube.
There's no way you can look like that in your 40s. that jacked. I mean, he's preposterously jacked.
Hey, man.
Johnson was denied using steroids, but then reversed course.
Primals, I'm making this video to apologize.
Well.
Because I f***ed up. Yep. Yes, I've done steroids.
Yeah, it's hard to tell that he's done steroids just looking at him. But this was years ago. This is what I don't understand about it.
So, Rogan
years ago, and the Rogan stuff was even in that documentary.
The Rogan podcast was from 2022, they just
yes.
said. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like he was...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Probably at the height of his popularity around there. It was like probably right out because once he got so popular, then people were like looking into it. And they're like, oh, he's making a lot of weird claims here. So all it takes is like a one internet sleuth to be like, all right, here's proof that you're on roids. And he's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, you got me.
Because he was denying it. They even had some of his business partners that were on there, like on the documentary, being like, well, he kind of told us that he was clean. So we thought, I hope that he was.
So, challenging Joe Rogan to a fight.
Which you'd probably lose.
Yeah, but no problem with that.
Yeah.
He traveled to Austin and said, you're dead, bitch. That's what I heard.
I believe that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can't do that.
So no more Instagram threats, people, because they will come after you.
Yeah.
They will come after you. But yeah, he's also challenging him to fight. I don't know if Liver King's thing is fighting. I think it's just eating liver and lifting weights and doing steroids.
You think Joe Rogan's
like a black belt and knows like jujitsu and stuff? Like, he'd kill him.
I'm saying, but challenging to a fight, that's fine. He should have gone and slapped him with a white glove.
They're both too old to fight. No, he's fighting. Like, what is this?
Well, you don't go.
Oh yeah, you don't go to jail for being like I want to fight you.
Correct. There's no mugshot if you're just like I want to fight you, Joe Rogan.
No, you get into like specifics about you're gonna kill the person.
Yeah, well, and you show up to the city that he lives in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Making weird videos and posting them. Yeah, that's not right. No.
And yes. I'm on steroids.
A massive decline in followers ensued for Johnson, whose videos promote what he calls the ancestral lifestyle, showing him
ancestral lifestyle.
Ancestral.
Yeah, don't cook your food.
Got it.
Just eat a ton of raw eggs. And it's funny, like, I'm not making fun of his kids at all. His kids are a little bit older. it's a caveat.
Okay.
His kids are, like, super thin. And, like, he makes the kids do this. Clearly not the steroids, but he's, like, he makes them eat all the raw meat. Like, he makes them eat, like, 2 dozen raw eggs a day and, like, liver.
Yeah,
and so you look at him, and they're, like, as thin as, like, you. And you're like, this guy's the Liver King's kid?
Yeah, and he's on the diet?
And, like, he's doing the ancestral lifestyle?
Yeah, these are...
Tough sell.
This is proof that doesn't work. In fact, you need something else.
Kind of think so.
I see.
Yeah. And as somebody on the text line points out, I think it's true. He spent like $15,000 a month on steroids. It's all part of the brand.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Consuming raw meats, including animal liver, a diet that's drawn scrutiny from nutritionists for misinformation.
Liver King is having liver. Surprise, surprise.
In a recent Netflix documentary that catalogs Johnson's rise.
That kind of feeling is dangerous.
Rogan features prominently in the public firestorm that soon brought on his fall and has since led to Johnson's immense regret.
I guess I want the world to know I was wrong. I got it wrong.
Mm. Okay, George Solis joins us tonight. George, how serious are these charges that Liver King is facing?
Let's get into this.
Yeah, Tom. So first off, we have not heard from either reps for either of these men. And Joe Rogan did release a new podcast today, but these are recorded days in advance. So we haven't heard any reaction to this latest arrest. And as far as the charges that Johnson is facing, well, it could range anywhere from about a 2K fine to 6 months in prison, unless, of course, those charges are elevated.
All right, George, we thank you for that.
So he probably won't go to prison. Yeah, thanks, George. Good break.
Good stuff there,
but
George.
If he went to prison for 6 months, he can't get his steroids, right?
No.
So what would he look like coming out of there?
He probably gets on.
Off the sauce for a little
probably
bit.
Gets on the prison workouts, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but if you're not on the anabolic steroids.
Well, he's not doing prison workouts. People go to prison and get jacked.
That's a good point. They come out looking like the Liver King sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of got you there.
Two different ways to do it.
Yeah.
Anabolic steroids and liver or prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or, you know.
Maybe he'll be fine.
6 months in the clink.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Big feud, though.
Okay.
The latest celebrity feud. Liver King, Joe Rogan.
I did like the explanation on how podcasts work.
Yes.
They're not live.
They recorded it 2 days ago.
They are not live and local.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Good, another good, point radio.
Good argument for radio.
Point
right
for
there.
Us.
NBC News.
That's right.
All right, so we were mentioning his name is Brian Johnson.
Yeah, Brian Johnson.
Dice says former Red Sox pitching great Brian Johnson.
Oh, I remember Brian Johnson. Lefty, I believe.
Mount Rushmore, Brian Johnson?
Okay, I would go Liver King.
Liver King, Red Sox, Brian Johnson.
I'd go Red Sox.
I already said the Eagles offensive coordinator. He got fired after a year. But
the lead singer of AC/DC?
Oh,
Brian Johnson,
yes,
from AC/DC. Great one.
Great one.
Okay, it's a pretty good. Any more?
That might be it.
Anybody bump off the Liver King?
No,
yeah,
probably not.
You think he's on there? He's got a firm foothold on
so
there.
So AC/DC, Liver King, the Red Sox,
and the
former Patriot?
The
guy,
no. Brian Johnson was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles.
Oh, offensive coordinator, yeah.
Before
he got
fired going into the Super Bowl year last year.
There's also an entrepreneur named Brian with a Y, Johnson.
Oh, Brian with a Y? That
does
Brian expand
with a
your
y
horizons.
Johnson. Yeah, yeah. He's a former CEO of Kernel.
Kernel?
That's right. It was a company creating devices that monitor and record brain activity.
Crackle.
Crackle.
Yeah, I used to watch shows. I don't remember what streamed
He's
on Crackle.
The guy,
Seinfeld did.
No, Seinfeld was on Crackle?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, nice. Good candy bar, too.
This was the guy that didn't want to age, I think.
Rushmore
Crackle. Rushmore Crackle.
I'm sorry, this guy didn't want to age?
Yeah, I believe that's what his thing was. Yeah, he's like...
That's what Colonel did?
Yeah, Brian Johnson received media attention for his anti-aging attempt that he refers to as Project Blueprint.
Ooh, Liver King needs some of that.
I was going to say, these guys maybe can work together.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay. All right, I think we settled on it. Mount Rushmore, Very Brian good. Johnson's. That is the Madness, Keefe for Madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays, on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. More your Celtics thoughts coming up, and let's get back to the Red Sox next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.